KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky at 61 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with isolated showers possible and a high near 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Topping the news, contrary to some published reports, the boil water advisory in Audubon remains in effect until further notice. Audubon City Clerk Joe Foran told KJAN News just a few minutes ago that the local newspaper reported that the advisory had been lifted, but that is not true. One of two tests on the city's water supply came back clear, he said, but they're waiting for the second set of tests before the advisory is lifted. A water main break early Wednesday resulted in the precautionary boil water advisory for any water that might otherwise be ingested through drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth. Foran said the problem was with a fractured or broken water main under Tracy Street near South Division, and when the line broke, it lowered the level of water in the city's water tower, and when that occurs, a boil order or advisory is issued as a precautionary matter over concerns bacteria may enter the system. Currently, all water used for consumption should be boiled or before use, or you can use bottled water. Showering and bathing is okay during a boil advisory, but you need to be careful not to ingest the water while doing so. Again, the boil advisory continues for the city of Audubon until further notice. The Iowa Department of Transportation is asking for your help in determining which state rest areas along interstate highways are staying and which ones will go away. DOT spokesperson Andrea Henry said this is the third phase of the review of the rest area program.
What we have done is come up with a draft plan of what we recommend to do with the rest areas in the next 20 years. But as part of that plan, what we do is we put that out for public comment and let people look through that and give their feedback.
The state has 38 full-service rest areas and 16 that are for parking only. She says they've looked at a variety of factors to see how the rest areas are being used.
Usage of the rest area, which includes how just, you know, the normal everyday citizen is using that, as well as commercial drivers like truck drivers. We're looking at the ages of the facilities. We're looking at the services that they provide, spacing between rest areas.
Henry says they took all of the information and came up with a plan.
We rated each one of the rest areas, and then we ranked them to look at ones that we could potentially close and still be able to provide the same services for resting points for the traveling public, and made those recommendations for closures.
The best rated rest stops are in line for money to improve them, and they include I-80, Adair, eastbound and westbound, Interstate 29 Pacific Junction northbound, and the lowest rated rest stops include I-680 Loveland eastbound and westbound in Pottawatomie County, I-29 in Missouri Valley northbound, I-29 Onawa northbound and southbound, and I-29 Sergeant Bluff northbound. Henry said they'd like to shut down the lowest rated rest stops in the next 20 years to ensure they have run out their useful life. She says they want to make sure they're getting the most use out of the rest stops because it takes a lot of money to run them.
They currently cost about $3.7 million per year for operations. And then that's just to keep them going. And then, of course, we have the improvements that we program. In the current five-year program, that includes $7.4 million over the next 5 years.
Henry wants anyone who uses the rest stops to look over the recommendations and give their opinion.
You can go to our website, which is iowadot.gov/rest-area-plan. And on that are all of the background materials as well as that draft implementation plan. There's also a nice video on there that helps explain the process and our approach to the rest area system.
Henry says they'll be taking public comment through September of this year. She says it stretches for more than 1 year to give time for a study of truck parking that's underway to be completed.
And then after that, we will take all of those comments into consideration and look at the draft plan and draft a final plan.
The rest areas were first constructed along the interstates in the 1960s. Federal officials originally recommended that there only be a 30-minute drive between a rest area or other available facility, and that was later changed to 1 hour. The availability of services along the interstates has changed as cities grew around them, and that has sometimes led to rest stops that are no longer needed. The DOT closed two rest stops on I-80 near Waukee after a survey in 2012 found that they were not being heavily used. Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board met Wednesday evening during a regular session. Superintendent Trevor Miller said the district construction projects are going well and that crews are scampering around trying to wrap things up by the first week of August.
We've got a number of crews doing different jobs. The Exira building, they currently tore out all the windows. They have it all ready to go to install the new windows. Both buildings are working on our HVAC system. Right now, both buildings look like a big construction zone. There's stuff everywhere, and it's dirty, and it's messy, and people are working. And so it's showing progress. It's got to get worse before it gets better to where, you know, they get all the demo done and ready to start installing. So they know they've been working on the HVAC system in the Elkhorn building to get all the piping and all of that done. So, I mean, we have got a number of jobs done. The concrete work in Exaro, the back lot's getting close to being done. They'd have been done this week, but with the weather, I haven't been able to pour concrete the last few days just due to as much mud that's around. Both fields have had the lighting done, the concession stands have done at the baseball field. The bleachers are ready to be set up. They have all the base work done. And they said they'll be brought in July, and it takes like 3 days because it's like a system. I'll have to watch and see how that's done, but a lot of different people doing a lot of good things and working hard.
Miller said progress on the various projects, like the Exaro School's playground, are dependent on cooperation from Mother Nature.
Exactly. That's some of the things you can't control, and kind of set back the playground work at Exaro. They're in there out there today digging for where they're going to put in the new playground and the foundation. So as long as it doesn't rain, I think they'll be moving right along on that project, too. It's just they come up with things. You know, whenever you do a remodel and update, you run into things that you're not expecting. So they're doing a great job, and we have weekly meetings to make sure we're up to date and where we're at.
Miller said also the Exaro EHK School Board approved a new acceptable use policy for technology for the 2018-19 school year.
Oh, we're changing our policy on our technology. It's going to be more of a cooperative buy-in. It's a $20 buy-in that you can, you know, it's kind of like an insurance to where your cost is less if their student breaks your Chromebook or, you know, shatters the screen or drops it or something like that. You don't have to participate. It's not a fee anymore. It's more of a cooperative buy-in to where if they want to be in, they can, to where, you know, if something happens with the discounted rates, or won't cost them as much to have their repaired instead of saying the whole price. But it'll be optional, and it'll be one of those things at the start of the year I'll go over with the parents and students with all the wording and terminology. But it's been at different schools and works really well. Instead of just charging a set fee, it's more of if you want to, you know, want to have the insurance, great. If not, then that's just the risk you got to take with it to make sure you'd have to pay for the whole thing.
Without the buy-in, the parents would have to come up with about $300 to replace the Chromebook laptop. He said also the board approved the bread, milk, and diesel fuel bids from the same sources as last year, and they agreed to have purchased an international 65-passenger bus for $82,500 that will replace the bus no longer passing inspection, and that new bus will bring their fleet up to date. Also in Southwest Iowa news, two men from South Carolina were arrested Thursday evening in Creston. Creston police say Jared Douglas Taylor of West Columbia, South Carolina, and Roger Ansel Harmon of Gaston, South Carolina, were arrested at the Creston Super 8 Hotel. Both were charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and released on a promise to appear later in court. That is a check of our news on KJN, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.